There's a number of important points there. Less is more, and what I mean by that is the less time you have together, the more precious the time is. For both of you, not just one of you, but both of you. Therefore, it's very important to have that time organized, planned out in advance, so that there's not a conflict of interest. Your partner shouldn't be a hobby or a free time activity, right? Your partner should be your partner. Time is precious for both people. People who have less time should understand time more. A partner is not a hobby or a recreational activity. It's somebody that you need to plan to spend your time with. And they need to, I mean, all partners need to begin their communication by asking if it is okay. Is it okay if we have this time, or is it okay if we have that time? It happens that people are not available when things are not planned. People have to not just expect it, but respect it. It's natural, from my perspective, that if something is not planned, then something else might happen. And the other element that's important is we lose ourself when we become agreeable. When we start agreeing with other people to the detriment of our own experience, then it's not a win-win situation. And all partnership activities essentially must be a win-win situation. So the idea that we can agree with something that we're not happy with and it benefits us is not true. We can't. Because you lose, right? By the creation of stress and pressure and yeah, and you can't focus. You can't be with someone if your mind is somewhere else. Either you are driven by facts, which are real and can be proven, or you are driven by beliefs, which are emotional responses to situations. Both of which can be very practical, very useful, very helpful, very progressive. They are not in conflict with each other, especially if you use them in concert with each other together. It can be very helpful. I myself am an empirical person. I like the scientific perspective, but I also understand that if I don't believe that I can do something, if I don't believe I can win the game, I'm not going to win the game. I know that I need to train and practice. These are the facts. But also, if training and practice are past and present, belief is future. So we need these things to work together. Scientists need belief in order to do their work. In order to produce positive results, good results, or any kind of results. And those people who have belief require some kind of construct for the world around about them, so they need facts as well. Trying to get these two elements to be in harmony is, in human relationships, is almost impossible. You can harmonize them within yourself, but in terms of finding solutions and answers, people who have beliefs gravitate towards solutions that require belief. And people who are fact-based gravitate towards solutions that require actual facts. So It, I know this from my own personal experience of relationships where the two things are not the same and can never be the same. It's like trying to get an apple to be an orange or an orange to be an apple. They can coexist, but we have to realize they're different things. Anyway, the important element of a Bible study class is not the Bible study class. The important element is that you are there. That's the important element. And the reason why somebody would go to the Bible study class with you is not for the Bible study, it's for you. It's for you. Now, I think that most intelligent people would understand that a Bible study class is a great place to go if you want to learn something. Even whether you believe or not, it's not important. The Bible is full of a lot of really useful advice and a lot of great stories, a lot of practical information. And it's always interesting to learn a little bit about history as well. And you can get all these things in a Bible study class. So that's that. I think that there's a need for there's a need in relationships for partners to spend time on activities that their partner likes. For example, if I don't know. For example, if my partner likes swimming, maybe I should go swimming with my partner, not because I like swimming, but because they like swimming. And it's time together. It's time to, because it doesn't matter where you are. What matters is if you're together. It would be nice if everybody in the world went to church on a Sunday. I had a girlfriend many years ago, and she was very strongly Christian, and I was I'm an open person. I believe there's more than one way, there's more than one path, there's more than one road. There's a lot you can learn from all religions and all cultures and all people and all walks of life. And I went to church every Sunday with this girl who was my girlfriend because it was time with her. I didn't go for the community and the Bible and I went because she went, and it was important to her that I went, and I think it was the right reason to go. I didn't go for myself. I didn't get that much out of going to church, but it mattered to her. It was important to her, and if something is important to our partner, we need to take care of our partner's needs. In that sense. And well, look, let's look at it. What negative thing is going to happen? What negative thing is going to happen if you go to a Bible study class with a person or you go to church with a person? What negative thing is going to happen? I can't really see anything negative that's going to come out of that. You might even meet people that you like. You might even the shared experience. You don't know what you're going to get out of it. It might be fun. You might have a laugh, right? So I think that it's very difficult for two different religions to coexist because of the cultural nature of religion. I mean, the Christian people have Christian friends and have more Christian friends in my experience, and non-Christian people have more non-Christian friends just because like attracts like. Like more people who listen to hip hop music have hip hop music friends. More people who listen to rock music have rock music friends. More people who are teachers have friends who are teachers. It's just the natural way that the community develops. And churches are usually central in the community. They're usually a central part of the community. I mean, what's one of the first things that happens within a community is it's people of a similar belief, and they share their beliefs, and they form groups together, and part of this is the religious experience. And you can't really have a community if you don't have a religion at the heart of it or a belief system. And so it usually has some level of positive influence. Of course, every church is different, every minister, every pastor is different, every Bible study class is different, and so there might be something that I don't know about that, but I've spent a lot of time listening to Christian sermons and Bible study classes. Now, I'm not somebody who goes to church every week. I'm not somebody who even goes to church once a month, but I do actually spend time listening to Christian sermons and to Bible study classes because I find them so interesting. And because the internet exists, you can go to YouTube and you can type in, Bible study classes, and I have the churches and the ministers that I like to follow, and I always learn something new. And it's never a loss, right? It's never a loss. So it's interesting. It's also important that we don't force our religion on other people as well. It's also important that maybe people need time to themselves. But obviously, Bible study gives you something because you go there. Obviously, it gives you something to think about, gives you something to hold on to. Maybe you can communicate with the people in the class. Maybe the people are really friendly and nice. It would seem like a positive thing to do. It's probably better than going to the pub and getting drunk, right? So it would be a nice thing to do, but if your life experience is that this is normal for you, and his life experience over a long period of time is that it's not normal, it's going to be difficult to get those things to work together. But the important thing is to be with the person. And we have to understand that if you turn the argument 180 degrees, the same principle applies to you not going to the class and staying at home. Because it would be a choice to spend time with a person. But I think if he gave up all of his free time and went to every Bible class, and you give up all of your Bible classes to spend time with him, that would not be positive for either of you. Because you'd miss something. So the balance is important, a balance that's without compromising yourself. And I personally think that Bible study classes are they're an attempt to keep people on the right road. Because going to church once a week is not enough.